Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Normally, this would be Ascension Thursday, but we now celebrate the Ascension on Sunday, at least in our diocese. I don't know what you do in your diocese, wherever you are, but in this diocese, and I'm going to use it, we will do the Thursday of the sixth week of Easter. First reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 18, verses 1 to 8. Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. He went to visit them, and because he practiced the same trade, stayed with him and worked, for they were tent makers by trade. Every Sabbath he entered into discussions in the synagogue, attempting to convince both Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Paul began to occupy himself totally with preaching the word, testifying to the Jews that the Christ was Jesus. When they opposed him and reviled him, he shook out his garments and said to them, "Your blood be on your heads. I am clear of responsibility. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." So he left there and went to a house belonging to a man named Titus Justus, a worshiper of God. His house was next to a synagogue. Crispus, the synagogue official, came to believe in the Lord along with his entire household, and many of the Corinthians who heard, believed, and were baptized. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine arguing or fighting over who's Jesus, the difficulties people went through to know who God really was in Christ? My goodness, we have it easy in that sense. We have many thousands of years of people being faithful to the gospel, and that helps us. But can you imagine what it must have been for them? And now we turn to Psalm 98. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. The Lord has made his salvation known. In the sight of the nations he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song. Sing praise. How often do you sing to the Lord? How often do you sing hymns? My goodness, brothers and sisters, we can sing to the Lord anytime in a sense that we want. Probably not in your office, or probably not when you're changing your daughter, your son's diapers, or that kind of thing. But when you have a moment in the day, just say to the Lord, "Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for helping me. Show me the way. Point me in the right direction." And then just let it there. I often say that to the Lord, "Point me in the direction you want me to go." Because sometimes my emotions tell me what I should do, but I'm not living by my emotions. I hope I'm living by God's word and by the truth that comes from God's word. Now we take a look at the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 16 to 20. Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while, and you will no longer see me. And again a little while, and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What does this mean that he is saying to us, 'A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me'?" and because I'm going to the Father. So they said, what is this little while? They're confused of which he speaks. We do not know what he means. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him. So he said to them, are you discussing with one another what I said? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me. Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. Think of that. Would you have the faith to stand up? I'd be saying, Jesus, what do you mean? But that's what he gave them. Brothers and sisters, so many times God speaks to us and we say, I don't know what you're talking about, or I don't understand. Talk to somebody you trust, please, and ask, what is the Lord saying there? I don't get it. And God will help you through a priest, please. I want to read to you a little portion of Saint Jose Maria Escriva, who died in 1975. He was a Spanish priest and the founder of Opus Dei, which promotes the pursuit of sanctity in ordinary life. You're going to want to read the works of Saint Jose Maria Escriva. Saint Jose Maria Escriva. I'm repeating it because I want to make sure you get that name. He died in 1975. He will help you in your understanding of all that the Blessed Mother wants to do and to give you. I encourage you to do that, brothers and sisters, Lord. I want to read a little portion of what he wrote. The feast of our Lord's Ascension reminds us that the same Christ who encourages us to carry out our task in the world awaits us in heaven as well. In other words, our life on earth, which we love, is not definitive. We do not have a permanent dwelling place here, but we seek that which is to come, a changeless home where we may live forever. Still, we must be careful not to interpret the word of God within limits that are too narrow. Our Lord does not expect us to be unhappy in our life on earth and await a reward only in the next life. God wants us to be happy on earth too, but with a desire for the other, total happiness that only he can give. In this life, the contemplation of supernatural reality, the action of grace in our souls, our love for our neighbor as a result of our love for God, all these are already a foretaste of heaven, a beginning that is destined to grow from day to day. We Christians cannot resign ourselves to leading a double life. Our life must be a strong and simple unity into which all our actions converge. Christ awaits us. We are citizens of heaven and at the same time fully fledged citizens of this earth. In the midst of difficulties, injustices, and lack of understanding, but also in the midst of the joy and serenity that comes from knowing that we are children of God. Let us persevere in the service of our God, and we will see the growth in numbers and in sanctity of this Christian army of peace, of this co-redeeming people. Let us be contemplative souls, carrying on an unceasing dialogue with our Lord at all hours, from the first thought of the day to the last, turning our heart constantly toward our Lord Jesus Christ, going to him through our Mother, Holy Mary, and through him to the Father and the Holy Spirit. If in spite of everything, Jesus' ascension into heaven leaves a certain taste of sadness in our souls. Let us go to his mother, as the apostles did. They returned to Jerusalem. This is a quote from Acts 1. They returned to Jerusalem, and they prayed with one mind, together with Mary, the mother of Jesus. Saint Jose Escriva, he is a saint, brothers and sisters. He loved God. He loved Jesus. He loves Jesus' blessed mother. Think of that, please. Do you ask Mary to pray for you? Please come to Jesus, but often ask his mother, can you give me guidance? I don't know what to do here. Might be something in your home. Might be something in your parish. It might be, as I've said before, friends of yours or neighbors that you have. Please listen to the Lord and ask Mary to pray for you too. Jesus and his mother. I often do that, and I think God would want you to do that. Pray for her. Pray with her. God so loves you that he gave his only son for you and for me. He gave up his son to torture, to be there with us, to know that Christ came to earth for us many thousands of years ago, but he came. And he had his mother with him. And she too suffered all that Jesus did, just as a mother would do, watching what they put her son through. Brothers and sisters, take time to ask Mary. In fact, even if every day you just say, Mary, help me today. Mary, I've got this problem and that problem. Bring it to Jesus all you want. But include his mother many times because he loves her so dearly. And he will be honored when you ask his mother. May God bless and praise him for his kindness and mercy to us. When I was being raised, I had a very good Catholic father and a very good mother. But my mother, before she married Dad, was not Catholic. And so all of the stories that many hear when they're children, I didn't hear. I was in public school up until the 11th grade. Brothers and sisters, I used to just say, because I loved my mother. And I loved her, but oh my goodness, I began to grow in love with her mother. May you do also. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.